Mr. Prime Minister, you said Saturday you are opposed to the Palestinian Authority returning to control Gaza after the war, and you say that Israel will control Gaza for as long as is needed. Are you saying that Israel would reoccupy Gaza? And what do you say to those who say there should be an international force that governs Gaza after the war?
Well, I think Gaza has to make sure that it's not a threat to Israel.
Would you accept an international force, Mr. Prime Minister? Would you accept
an international
force?
I think that the only force right now that can guarantee that Hamas, that terrorism does not reappear and take over Gaza again, is the Israeli military. So overall military responsibility will have to be in Israel. As far as the civilian management of Gaza, we need to see the following two things. Gaza has to be demilitarized and Gaza has to be de-radicalized. Mm-hmm. And I think so far we haven't seen any Palestinian force, including the Palestinian Authority, that is able to do it. We need a different authority. We need a different administration.
Who would that
be?
Who would that be, Mr. Prime Minister? Who would that be?
I think it's too early to say. Kirsten, I think it's too early to say, but I can say one thing. The first task we have to achieve is defeat Hamas.